All right. I am here with your name, young lady.
My name is Sue Doyle.
Of?
Denon and Doyle. Get the Doyle.
Sue Doyle, yes. She's, I'm in with the one of the owners here of Denon and Doyle, an amazing DJ company in the San Francisco Bay Area, who I have been working with ever since I started my business 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. You guys are really like a staple here, like such an easy go-to for me, always have been. And so what I want to convey to people listening, especially who are in the Bay Area, who might need a DJ for their wedding, hello, is, you know, for me, why it's always been easy for me is because you guys have, how many DJs do you have working for you?
Well, we have over 100 people on payroll, but in the wedding division, we've got 15 DJs.
Really? You have 100 people?
Yeah. Well, we have everything in corporate and bar and bat mitzvah, and then also in photo and lighting. And everything that supports that.
Oh, see, all I think about is weddings, but there's so much more to life than weddings.
Yes. People work. People be their bar mitzvahed.
Yeah, that's a big one.
They get remarried.
I know. How many of those have you done?
A
remarriages.
Lot.
Have you?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
That's like a whole nother show. I should talk to people all about remarried.
That is, because you could reuse your vendors. You don't have to have the same, you know.
Yeah.
Spouse.
No. And you know they worked well for you the first time.
That's right.
Not Make the marriage, easy. Of course, right. But the vendor.
Makes the research easier.
That's so funny. So, I mean, for me, it's always been easy to come to you, number one, because you're so easy to work with.
Thank you.
The customer service is great, and that's very important. Whereas a lot of times when it's like a one-store, you know, one-person DJ, they oftentimes have another gig, and they're not always going to be available to answer the phone, right? And
That's
you guys
right.
are always here answering the phone. But also the fact that you have 15 different DJs, mm-hmm. which is so important for many couples because they want to be able to kind of pick and choose the personalities like that match the event best.
That's right.
So that's always, for me, when I'm referring you, that's always that's what I say right away, like, you gotta call them because they've got lots of guys and gals working for them, and you're gonna probably, chances are, you're gonna like the personality of at least two or three of them.
Yes, and hopefully more, because
yeah.
by design they are actually pretty similar in a lot of ways. We look for people that are charismatic and have a great customer service background and don't have a big ego,
mm-hmm.
and that's by design. We look for those people. We teach them how to be an MC and how to run the sound systems. But, of course, they have their own little personalities, and some of them have strengths that others don't have. Some can beat mix, club mix for the last hour if you really want a strong club mixing end to the wedding. Or maybe you need someone to teach Jewish line dances at your wedding. We have a few of those. So that's where it's good to learn from people what exactly that they're looking for. And maybe there's something I hear about that they might make me think one DJ would be better than another.
So I didn't know that you did that. So you don't just do you hire people who haven't necessarily been DJs before, or are they almost always?
Most times they have not. It's
oh.
hard to break bad habits, we found.
Interesting, Sue. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have former grooms. We have people that have waited on us at a bar. Someone that pours your coffee over at Starbucks. We just find those people that just have that charisma, that they light up a room. You really can't teach that.
Yeah, that's like a natural, you have it or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
But you can teach, here's how to speak on a microphone, and here's how to use the equipment, and here's how to announce a couple into the room. And
exactly. Here's how to work with a bunch of vendors. Mm-hmm. Here's how to be behind the scenes and make sure that there's actually something in those toasting glasses, or that there's a knife over by the cake, because you're doing a lot of that coordinating behind the scenes. It's easy to teach that stuff.
I did not know that, Sue. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's interesting. This is what I love by doing this. I learned so much about people who I really have worked with for so many years, but never had a chance to sit down like this mm-hmm. and break it down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we go to networking events, but do we really talk about this? No, we're talking about how do we get more business, right? Or, you know, like the industry. Mm-hmm. And I love this. Okay, so tell me how Denon & Doyle started.
Well, my husband Brian started the business back in 84. Were you even born?
Yes, okay. I was born in 75, but most... thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Most of our wedding couples haven't. It's funny.
Yeah.
So his father was a radio DJ. Brian was a DJ when he was 16.
On
he
the
had
radio?
His own radio show.
Where?
Back in Louisiana.
He did?
He
he's
did.
From Louisiana?
Yeah, he's from Louisiana, Lake Charles, Louisiana.
I don't notice an accent.
Oh, he's been out here for a long time. So yeah. He came out to the Bay Area years later and then came with the Blue Devils, and he was actually living in his car and just wanted to make it with the Blue Devils. He was a performance major, trumpet performance major. And
can you tell anybody who doesn't know what the Blue Devils are, what the Blue Devils are?
Ah, so the Blue Devils are a nationwide, actually probably international, group of musicians that tour. They tour the country. And
it's an orchestra, right? It's like a band. It's
it
like
is a band. It's a band.
Like what you'd
like marching
like a,
band.
Yeah,
like,
a marching
yeah,
band.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yep, it's like that.
And what did he play?
He played the trombone.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and now our 14-year-old does.
He does.
Yeah, it's really cool how things come full circle like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, Brian started the business and then working out of his home, and then he decided, oh, I better get some more people. So he enrolled his brother, and things rolled out from there. And there really weren't a lot of DJs back then. Most people were going with bands at the time. And then years later, I met him. I was a DJ in Boston. And I had attended a meeting in Orlando trying to come up with a network, a nationwide network of how you could find a DJ, like 1-800-DJ, 1-800-Flowers, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I met him there, and then we started dating and doing the cross-country thing, and then we said, somebody better move. And so I moved out here, and I've been out here for 15 years and working strongly in the business. I DJed for a while doing events here. Till we had three kids, and they still get up at 6 a.m. even if you're coming home at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, they do. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now I work primarily in the wedding division, just helping couples plan their wedding.
So you were a DJ back in Boston, wedding DJ.
Yes, and corporate.
And corporate
too.
Mm-hmm. With a certain company, or
yes, with the Good Time DJs. They're based out of Southern New Hampshire, but they travel all over New England.
How'd you get into that?
I first was hired by the owner to do sales a couple of nights a week. I was looking for a part-time job, and I was a bartender at the Racquetball Club in Salem. And he used to come in and DJ, and he said, you know what, I need someone that could work evenings helping couples pick their DJ. Great, I can do that. Well, then after one thing led to another, I ended up quitting my full-time job because I had so much fun helping people plan their weddings. I walked away from a career that my parents weren't too thrilled about me doing, but I went and just jumped 2 feet in, and I started selling the DJs. And I grew the business from 8 DJs to 24 DJs.
Wow.
And then I said, I want to DJ. I want to try this. This is fun. So they trained me, and I did one event, a holiday party. I just wanted to do one. Except for at the end of the night, they asked me to stay overtime, and they wanted to book me next year.
That's awesome.
Yes. So I had a career.
So you fell into this.
Totally fell into it.
Yeah, this mm-hmm. seems to be a common theme. Because when I was interviewing Maria Chang, she talked about that too. You know, she just fell into this business mm-hmm. and loves it and hasn't looked back since.
Exactly.
And it's something about the wedding industry. I've heard some, you know, I used to work in the hotel industry in sales and marketing, and I always did the social side, and they always said, the corporate people would be like, how could you do this? You either love weddings or you don't.
That's true.
Oftentimes, you know? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So then you met Brian. Were you in Boston when you met him?
Yes, I was.
Was he there?
We met in Orlando. Living in Boston.
Oh, gotcha. At like a convention thing.
It was just a little group of us got together. We had a network of DJs from Orlando, from San Francisco, and from Boston trying to make this nationwide network. This was years ago, probably 98.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Met in the business. All right. And then so obviously you guys kind of fell for each other and you moved out here.
Did. We did a lot of cross country.
I actually
even finished a year of events back in Boston. I flew back every weekend to just finish I had on the books.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Mm-hmm. And so then you came out here and you joined Brian. You got in marriage and
in business.
Uh-huh. Which came first, the business or the marriage?
Oh, business first.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we got married right away and had three kids. And I brought the female piece to this business because there are just so many male-run DJ companies out there.
Yeah.
And I don't know that they can actually connect as well. I mean, I am a female, so I understand. I've been through it. I can speak softly to them. I can ask them about their dress. A guy can't ask them if they got their wedding dress yet without it being awkward.
Yeah. Well, Addington might be able to.
Oh, yeah, he might. That's true.
That's funny. Okay, so mm-hmm. I always have to ask the wedding story of whoever I'm interviewing, so tell me about your wedding.
So we wanted to do things a little bit different than what we knew, what we were doing for others every day, every week. So we were married on a Monday.
Nice.
We were married up in Lake Tahoe. We found Bliss State Park. It just sounded wonderful. We weren't sure if we were going to be able to get there because there was still snow on the ground. It was in May on the 13th. And we invited the people who we felt would be in our wedding party. We had 52 people and a dog. We got married on the beach. And then we had this just a big circle. And we were just surrounded by the people that would have been in our wedding party had we had one.
The most important people to you.
Yeah, it was really neat.
And who officiated?
Randy Bartlett, who is an amazing DJ in the Sacramento area and a dear friend. And we asked him if he would get the one-day permission to perform the ceremony.
Nice.
And we just rented a huge property right on Lake Tahoe, and everyone stayed there. It was a couple-day event. All the DJs took turns DJing, and it was so much fun.
How fun.
We had a ball.
That's awesome. Did you have flowers?
Oh, yes, we had flowers. The day before was Mother's Day.
Oh.
Okay, so I had a bouquet that I got here locally, and we put it in the refrigerator for the ride up, except it froze.
Oh, no.
So on the morning of the wedding, you go to the stores, and there's nothing because it was Mother's Day the day before. So that was okay because a good friend convinced me that it would be okay to have that artificial bouquet because I would have it forever.
Oh,
and I still do.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. That's a good story. So don't get married the day after Mother's Day. Just a little hint. I mean, it worked out great. It worked out great. Okay. That sounds like a really great wedding.
It was fun.
Yeah. So I think, it's funny because I bombarded Sue here today. You haven't listened to a podcast before, right? And then I was talking to the guys and they both, nobody here yet. I saw some more people walk in, know what a podcast is. Yes, this is fun. I love doing this with people who don't listen to podcasts. So I think for me as a wedding planner, when I'm talking to couples and the subject of music comes up, there's a couple of things that happen. One is if we're talking about a heterosexual couple, there's always that task for some reason. The bride will say, okay, to the groom, this is your job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put you in charge of this, because oftentimes the bride is doing most of the work, right? And I always think that's crazy, first of all. Like, why? Because it's music? Like, you just put that on him? Like, is he not able to do the other thing? Like, I mean, for me, when I was getting married, I love music. And so I was all about the DJ, which you guys DJed my wedding. And it was, oh, what was his name? Who's an African American guy? Tall, really cool guy.
Maceo,
yes! That's who it was. Does he still work here?
He does not.
Okay, that's who did
Maceo
my wedding.
Maceo isn't DJing any longer, but Maceo's awesome.
Yes.
Yes, Maceo's so awesome. It was actually, Maceo was the caterer at our wedding.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No.
I just remember I was like, Maceo, I want you to play Too Short. And he's like, I can't play that. You know, you can't. I'm like, please, it's Too Short or Snoop Dogg. I need my gangster rap. Back then. And he's like, all right, but if anybody calls and complains at the office, it's because you made me do it. I'm like, I got you covered. Play it. It was fun. Hope I didn't get him in trouble, but he doesn't work here anymore.
That's not why.
Okay, so anyway, a lot of times it's put on the groom when it's a heterosexual couple.
That's right.
And oftentimes, and we talked about this a little bit when we were eating lunch, is that I feel like a lot of couples get a little worried about hiring a quote-unquote DJ, wedding DJ, because there's this stigma, mostly from movies and bad wedding DJs, that they are tacky, that there's tackiness, right? Mm-hmm. And so are you aware of this?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we fight it all the time.
You fight it all the time. And how often do couples talk to you about this, and what do you say to them?
Well, it's a common worry because the DJ has the microphone, so they could say anything, and they are representing you as a host at your own wedding. And so you want someone that represents you well. And we just know that we're not that. We're not cheesy. We don't have a strong ego. It's not about us and us performing or putting on a show at your wedding. It's just not our style. This is your day. This is about what you want. This is about the music that you don't want. We don't go anywhere near it. We call it wedding cheese. We actually internally have a term, and we just let people know, if you'd like, you can just say, I don't want any wedding cheese. And that is Celebration, Macarena, Gangnam Style, old time rock and roll, We Are Family, you name it. So we make it easy for people by letting them know that you don't have to have that music. There's so many other great songs for people to dance to. And we don't play them because we want to. Mm-hmm. We don't get in our cars and turn on the YMCA.
You don't? Really?
We don't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it is tricky because a lot of couples go to many weddings in and around when they're planning their own wedding. And so it's great in some ways to see, this is what I like. But it's also a way to see, oh my gosh, that DJ was awful. I wouldn't want them representing us. And so there are some really bad DJs out there. And yes, we do get that question often because people are scared. Mm-hmm. They're scared of spending $1,200, $1,500 on a DJ and then being embarrassed by that person who's representing them and has a microphone in their hand and won't stop talking.
That's the worst. Mm-hmm. But usually that's Uncle Jim who's had one too many drinks and the DJ. And so how do you handle that, Sue? I mean, I know that there are – hi, Mark. I have had – and you've probably had this – couples say, listen, and you probably – I think you even ask for this. You guys ask for this. Tell me who the people are that I need to look out for at the wedding.
Oh, absolutely.
Is there the uncle that's the alcoholic or the friend that's not going to shut up? Like, tell me. How does that happen?
So on our website, we have this wonderful portal where couples can give us everything that we need to know as far as representing them. So bridal party names, order of events, must plays, do not plays, who's going to toast?
Yeah.
And then since we're facilitating that and letting people know that they're coming up next to toast, we're showing them how to hold the microphone. We also have big, huge note section at the bottom for anything else that we should know about, and that's where we get, do not let my sister have the microphone. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
That comes up often.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of walking around here and asking the guys any crazy stories off the top of their heads. I think that would be fun.
Oh, they love that.
Before I finish with you, what else can we talk? Oh, well, can you just kind of give, what is the thing that perhaps a lot of couples, when they're calling or when they're inquiring, maybe they're not asking that they should. Or what is the thing that they're asking that maybe they shouldn't worry about? You know, what is your advice to anyone out there who is about to venture into this? I got to look for my wedding DJ.
I recommend highly that you come and meet with your DJ company and see how they are, see how they treat you. It's going to be a representation of how they will treat your guests at your wedding. Find out how quickly they can get back to you in an email. You mentioned earlier about how our customer service is so high. We live on our emails and on the phone. We're constantly getting back to people. I had a bride last week say, "You sent me a contract before somebody else I inquired with even got back to me." So notice how they're treating you as a customer from the get-go and know that that will follow through for good or bad. A lot of couples worry that you might not have certain music, songs that they want at their wedding, and you really don't have to worry about that. It's so easy. I mean, our library is humongous, but with iTunes, songs are just a click away. So it is a common worry for couples that really they don't have to worry about.
And is everything electronic now, right? You don't have anybody spinning records anymore.
No.
I bet a couple of them wish they could.
I think they do.
Yeah.
It'll come back. It'll come back.
Yeah.
It'll be just a feature that somebody will be able to spin vinyl at your wedding.
I know. It'll be like vintage, like the old days. Mm-hmm. So you guys just moved into this space.
Yes.
You bought this in November. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, it looks so good.
Thank you.
I'm impressed, Sue. So this is a huge warehouse. Is it? What is this?
Well, this is we call it our studio and back lot. So it's where everything takes place in order to make your event go off without a hitch.
Yeah.
So downstairs, we have this huge equipment. You haven't even been down there yet.
No, I need to go down
this
there.
This huge equipment area that just holds everything that we own. And we like to buy stuff, so you'll see all kinds of stuff down there.
Yeah.
And then we have a showroom here upstairs in the studio piece. And that's where people can come and they can test drive a photo booth. They can meet us. They can try out the LED dance floor. They can try out the VR. That's our newest feature. I don't know how great that will be for weddings.
Wait, what are you doing with VR?
Well, we can bring it live to your event.
Bring what though?
Virtual reality.
I know, but like a game.
Come try it. It's all kinds of games.
I want to try it.
Yeah, you should try it. We have a whole arena.
So, and then you guys do showcases here, which is always, I always love sending my clients to your showcase because that's where they get to meet the DJs and like get to see your equipment and get to hear the voices and like get a feel for it.
Yes, there's all of that. Plus, we walk you through a typical wedding timeline from beginning to end, which you can throw out the window if you don't like that particular timeline. But it just helps people really start to visualize how things are going to play out at their wedding. Most people haven't done this before and they don't know what to do. They don't know what order things should go in so that they get the most dancing time possible, for example.
Yeah, especially when you're at a venue that's only allowing you 4 hours and you have to pack everything in. And one of the things that, again, the reason I've worked with you guys for so long is because you work so well also with wedding planners. And I know if you've listened to the timeline episode, we talk about this. As a wedding planner, we are creating the timelines for our clients. And I don't know about other ones, but I'm always like, hey, you know, I would email it to you guys and be like, what do you think of this? This is what we've come up with so far. Do you have anything you want to add to it or change? You know, and we'll do that. But I know that if I'm working with Mark or with Chad or with any of these guys or girls, I will email you my PDF of the timeline and you guys will have it. They'll have it right there on their clipboard. And whereas, you know, I've worked with vendors in the past who are like, haha, whatever. I already talked to the client and I'm going to go off on my own. And I'm like, you know, that's just not cool, man.
No,
we're a team.
Yes. We are a team. You're a team with all of the vendors that day. And it's team bride and groom.
Exactly. It's not about, like you said, it's not about our ego. It's about them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. So yeah, I want to walk around and look
good
at the VR. I'm going to just bring the microphone. I'll just keep recording. So maybe we should go into your office because Sue's talking.
Do you want to go in there?
We can go in here. Yeah. And I want to see the virtual reality stuff. Yeah. All right. So, sir, state your name.
Mark Addington.
Mark Addington.
Yeah. I don't have a DJ name, so.
No, but
yeah.
Everybody calls you Addington, right?
Actually, yes. I've gone by my last name Addington probably since, I mean, every class that I've ever been in, there's always been three or four Marks in there. And I grew up down south and I got into trouble a lot. And every time I was down there, it was Addington, go to the office. And everybody just knew me as that. So when I came here, we actually had four Marks when I started. So Doyle just started calling me Addington, which, I mean, I call him Doyle. So, yeah. You know, so it kind of worked. And I mean, Brian's from down south. I'm from down south. So it was always a common thing. But yeah, so I go by Addington. Yes.
Okay. So you've been with Denon and Doyle for how long?
I have been here. I will hit 30 years with the company. Yes, I know. And I look like I'm act like I'm 10. But I will in August.
Are you kidding me?
No. No.
So wait. Is that 86? It's 87.
No. Oh my God. Did I say 30 years?
Yes.
I'm sorry. 20.
Okay. Redo that.
Okay. I have been with the company. I'll hit 20 years in August. So yes.
Which is a hell of a long time.
Yes. Way long time. Yes. Way long time. But it's funny because it's passed by so quickly. I didn't even realize it. You know, it's kind of one of those things. I didn't figure that out until like earlier. I was just like, wait, how long have I been here? And I figured that out this year. So kind of magic this year.
You're like, by the way, Brian, it's our anniversary.
Yeah. And I don't know what the 20-year anniversary is, but I'm waiting for that gift. So.
I don't either. I do weddings. I don't do anniversaries. okay, cool. And Mark Addington recently got married.
Yes, I did. On October 29th of 2016. So it was really fun going through the wedding process myself. I keep joking around because I keep saying that I feel like I can speak bride and groom now. Like it was a whole different language, but it kind of was. And I learned some stuff that I didn't think it was that big of a deal before in DJing. And I see it from a different side now, which, you know, has been great because I do a lot of our company's training here. And it's fun to take and to teach the wedding guys a little something different, you know. Here's why you would do that, or here's what you would do, you know. So it is kind of fun, but I'm very happily married, and it was a very awesome process to go through. So
where'd you guys get married?
We got married at a ranch 30 miles outside Hollister. It's the Bar SC Ranch. And at the time when we found it, they'd only done four or five weddings, and I loved it for the aspect of them still being excited about weddings and the fact that we could have a barn wedding. And it gave us, my wife is very Pinterest, and it gave us the ability to jazz it up as much as we wanted to. And I did some stuff with the lighting there that they hadn't seen yet. So we dropped some up lights on the outside of the barn, and we did some fun, you know, pattern gobos on the outside of the barn. And of course, I'm a huge Disneyland fan. So we worked in, it looked like grapevines kind of growing out, coming together. They formed a heart. And as the leaves were off of them, and of course, what were the grapes but Mickey's? So It looked very cool, and it fit what we wanted. So, you know.
Okay. And so anybody who's listening, Mark just said, hey, gobos. What's a gobo?
A gobo is a monogram light. It's basically anytime you've gone anywhere and you've seen somebody's light or name in lights somewhere, that's typically projected through a gobo. And you can do two things. There's a monogram, which is names, or an actual monogram, or you could just do a pattern light. And a pattern is anything that's just, I mean, you know, whether it's leaves, grapes, just kind of a squiggly design, whatever, really whatever your heart's desire, snowflakes, things along those lines. So, but it's kind of a neat way to add a little different element into a party and add a little design or something like that to it, personalize it, and have some fun.
Awesome. Yeah, I love gobos. Okay, so I wanted to bring you in here and ask you, and it's you were not prepared for this, but people love to hear crazy, funny, exciting, whatever emotion you want to spark. What is a story? Because you've been DJing for how long?
Oh my, well, almost 20 years.
Okay, almost 20 years. And so any crazy stories that you can think of off the top of your head of something that's happened at a wedding, don't use any names, okay, just in case, but anything you can think of.
My favorite one was a story that it's from a wedding that I helped the, it's a friend of mine that was down in LA, and he was DJing, and a bunch of people I worked with attended this wedding. The best man got hammered at the wedding, was up giving his toast, and he kept referring to, "I know that Bill and Cheryl are going to be awesome, da 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 da." And after about a minute, the mother of the bride stood up and said, "Who the F is Cheryl?" The bride's name was like Rebecca, and I guess Cheryl was the ex-girlfriend. And they had it on video and everything like that. And I don't know how this hasn't surfaced anywhere, but I've seen it. I've seen the video. It was awesome. But he sent it to me. He goes, "Remember the wedding that you referred me?" And I'm like, that is hands down, you know. The other story that I have that, you know, kind of on the opposite end of that is I'm probably one of those people that, like, I'm a Kansas City boy too, and I'm a very Hallmark person. Like, I feel like I cry at everything. But I did a wedding about 6 months or so after my son was born, and my brother had passed away a week before my son was born. So I went for this, like, lowest low to highest high, and it's kind of an interesting period, you know, to do that stuff. But I'm at a wedding, and the best man is giving a speech to the groom, and he starts talking about how the groom was like the brother that he's never had. He starts crying, the groom starts crying, I am in tears crying. And the groom showed me that video as well. And the videographer caught me on camera, and I'm sobbing. And it was one of those things, though, but I still keep up with them on Facebook. I still talk to them all the time. And then my other favorite wedding, I know I have so many of them.
Yeah.
I just did a Harry Potter themed wedding.
What?
And I got to dress up like Harry Potter. And we were, when people did some crazy stuff, I was awarding points to Gryffindor. And it was an absolute blast because it was different than your norm. And we had so much fun with it.
Was that at a house or a venue?
No, the clock tower in Benicia, which already the inside of it looks like Hogwarts.
Wow.
So, and they had so many people, like the dad made a bunch of cool stuff and they were serving butter beer and things like that. It was a blast because, you know, like I said, in doing this 20 years, it's really cool for me to still find that I can be wowed by things, that I can still be, you know, people can still put that smile on my face. And I think that's one of the things I've always loved about DJing or mobile DJing rather than doing a club is the fact that I'm always learning something. I'm never going to the same place. I'm never getting the same group of people. I'm never getting the same. And it's really neat to kind of go, what's your vision? What do you want? And then to be a part of that and help create it instead of just kind of walking and going, I know the four songs that I'm going to play all evening. You know, it's fun to be a part of somebody's something. And when you can put a smile on their face, or like I said, even when I can get so caught up that I'm crying doing something right, you know, so, yeah.
That's awesome. I knew you'd have a few
dorky,
good ones.
Yeah.
No, it's good. Okay. Now I want to see the virtual reality thing.
Awesome. Okay. Let's go.
Okay, so this is a virtual reality experience I'm about to experience. And we were just talking about how this is a good idea because we were talking about this on an episode of, like, if you invite kids to a wedding, especially if they're not babies. Like, let's say they're, like you said, 5 to 12 and, you know, they get bored and maybe you have a space and maybe you have this in their budget. And I bet you anything you're going to get some adults in there doing this too. Like, you can bring them into this VR, what are we calling? I mean, a little space, a VR space. It's an arena. And I'm seeing these glasses hanging from
dressing.
And I'm going to put them on. And then I don't know what you're going to, don't scare me. Don't do anything scary.
The best part about this whole thing, though, isn't you and your experience. It's us watching your experience.
Oh, okay.
Seriously. No, that's what it is. We've been watching the crowds watch whoever's using the VR, and it's just awesome.
Yeah. Okay, this is cool. Ooh, I bet this would be fun for like a bachelor party too, or like something like that, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me when you're ready. Okay. What is
you
that?
You can climb Mount Everest. You can do a roller coaster through the city. You can paint.
I'm going to put you into Fruit Ninja.
Fruit Ninja. Yes. I love Fruit Ninja.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Sue, you hold it.
It is so much fun.
Okay. Where should I go?
There we go. So just put your glasses.
Oh, wait. Should I take out my glasses?
I would.
Yeah. Right. I'm not going to be able to see anything. Well, there goes the arm. Oh,
just my
God.
Over.
So
hand it over
okay.
Your ponytail.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I'm going to look like those people in the mall.
Okay.
Ah!
I'm going to put... your hand. Okay, I've got your hand. I'm going to put your controller. Make it like a, that shark hand.
You're stabbing me right now.
I know. Hold on. Make your hand, you can keep it like that. That's fine. So turn this around.
I'll take your glasses.
Take my glasses. Yep. Where are you? I can't see.
Okay. I got them.
Okay.
Michelle, I'm gonna slip the thing over your hand so it doesn't fall off.
Okay.
Okay, there we go. And then you're gonna hold this right like that.
This is crazy.
You do the same with the other hand.
Okay.
So you are going to have your sword so you can cut your fruit.
Yeah.
Oops.
Do I have to press this button or something?
Yep, so turn, you'll see there's the things are all around you. One should say, like, I think arcade. You can go ahead and chop that one.
This is so fun. Okay, ready. This is not too, oh, here we go. Here's more. But I, oh! Nope. Oh, crap! Oh, no! I got a bomb. How do you not just do this all day when you're, how do you not just play this all day?
Because we have emails.
Oh, you gotta do work. Forget that, man.
Damn work.
I'm coming back here tomorrow. I'm bringing my kids. Oh, darn it. Can you see what I'm doing, Mark?
Oh, yes.
Am I doing, oh, I got another.
Yeah, he has the monitor. So guess what you're doing.
This is so crazy.
But we even have gotten it to where there's little short movies and stuff like that, which are kind of the next step of virtual reality. But I think for party-wise, I mean, your games and stuff were fun because not only were you, you're going crazy here and you're chopping up everything and having a blast with it, we're over here, we're cracking up because we can see on the screen what you're doing. So it's really interesting. Like, we had it on a Saturday night, and it was fun to watch not only all of the guys going, oh, there's somebody coming up on your left. But it was almost kind of funny to yell out opposite stuff. There's someone behind you. And you watch the person jump around and there's no one there. And so we've just been having an absolute blast with you know, it here, but on events as well, to watch how engaged everybody is, especially like for bar and bat mitzvahs, when you do have a group of kids that are a little bit more shy, to start out the first hour with stuff like this, if they've already been to 30, 40 parties in their group, you start out with something like this, you're breaking the ice already. Now when we get around to dancing later on, it's that much easier to get them on the floor because they've already been pointing and laughing at each other, but it hasn't been our crew that's doing it. Yeah. So, you know, that's kind of one of the nice things about it.
That is so cool.
It's fun.
Oh my gosh, it's so fun. Okay, so I got a tour of the back lot, as you're calling it. All of the behind the scenes stuff. I didn't know you had so much stuff. Yeah. I mean, there's photo booths forever. And there's speakers right behind somebody's desk, so they obviously rock out back here. Carpet for red carpet events, lighting, and the LED dance floor, which is new, and the virtual reality was awesome. I got to test that out, Mark. So this is, say hi.
Hello.
What's your name?
I'm Mark Haggerty.
Oh, listen to his DJ voice. That's just your regular voice.
That's normal when I have a microphone in front of me.
I know, right? You stick a microphone in front and everything changes. So Mark is, you're a DJ. I mean, you and I have been working together for so many years, Mark.
And then Monday through Friday, I'm production manager of our equipment and fleet.
Yes.
And then I DJ on Saturdays and sometimes on Sundays.
And in the meantime, you're here organizing all this amazing equipment.
Well, and it wouldn't be the same without my sidekick here, Jason Wheat.
What's up, Jason?
It's definitely not a one-person job.
Nope. Yeah. Too much stuff for one person.
Well, as you know, every human being only has two eyes, so when we have a backup set of eyes to see what Mark may have missed, I can cover up those mistakes, and they've never been made official.
There you go. You're the cleanup guy.
Well, come on. Let's spruce it up a little bit.
Well, okay, so I have to go pick up the kids, but thank you so much for letting me come and bombard you and put a microphone in front of your mouth that's not yours and that you haven't been hired to talk into. And thank you, Mark, and thank you, Jason, and say thank you to everybody upstairs, and it's been awesome.
Thank you, Michelle. Great to see you. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Can you just quickly tell anybody who wants to find you guys online or social media how they can find you?
Oh, sure. So our web page is www.djay.com.
Nice and easy. Okay. Thanks.
Sure.
As always, thank you so much for listening to the show. I hope you enjoyed the interview. And remember, you can find us on Twitter at TBWP Podcast or Facebook at TBWP Podcast. The Big Wedding Planning Podcast at gmail.com is our email. Send us any information. notes, questions, feedback, anything. We really appreciate you, our listeners, and we look forward to talking to you again next week. Happy planning. Bye.